As the House votes on Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as new speaker, we know a lot about his thinking. For instance, he's been a proponent of block grants, which give states more flexibility in spending federal money. And that's playing out in Arizona. Earlier this year, the state voted to limit the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families Program, or TANF, to 1 year per lifetime, the first and only state to do so, cutting payments to 1,600 families starting in July. Tom Riley is the director of the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at Arizona State University. Tom, limiting aid to 1 year, your thoughts?
Well, I think this has been a gradual trend in Arizona. I mean, when this was passed, it was just placed in a budget, so there really wasn't any discussion at the legislature. But we can surmise, if we look at the past couple decades, there's been two major trends that have characterized a program in Arizona. One, a decline over time in benefits and time limits. And second of all, a gradual shift of the funds from TANF to the child welfare program.
But as you well know, the thinking is that welfare benefits had to be changed. It's thinking that started in the Bill Clinton administration. And the thinking was that people had become dependent on them. So here they're being reduced. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, first of all, is that this is a program for families, so with children, so single individuals can't apply. And the original intent of TANF was to limit it to 5 years and end poverty as we know it and gradually move individuals who are on welfare to the labor force. But the thought was it would take several things. One is to actually provide the type of job training to successfully move them to the labor force. And second of all, provide child care while they're looking for work. So the question is that there's been really no evidence to suggest that 1 year time limit is something that's possible and could be successful in actually moving people out of poverty to the labor force.
Well, the state says it will save almost $4 million annually. That's $325,000 a month that maybe could be put towards job training programs. And what about the idea that it's cost saving?
Well, out of a $9.1 billion budget, I'm not sure how much that is actually saving. And I think if what I argued in the report is if you look at the corresponding impact has been this dramatic increase in number of kids who are entering the child welfare system. Arizona has bucked trends nationally. And while many states are reducing foster care, we're actually increasing it. And those kids that are coming in are those that are from families with neglect. So, you know, it could be argued that these very families, there's less resources that social workers have to help maintain and keep families together.
What do you see happening for families that come this summer might be receiving only a year's worth of assistance as opposed to five?
Well, I think, you know, again, if you look at the culmination of this program over the last several years, we've seen this gradual decrease, you know. Right now, almost 70% of all the TANF funds aren't even used for job training or for this or the original intent of the program. It's used to fund holes in the child welfare system. So I think this is just, you know, exacerbates the problem for many poor families. But it has been a gradual trend over the last couple decades in how Arizona has dealt with the TANF program.
Tom Riley, director of the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at Arizona State University. As that state looks to cut its payments to families receiving benefits. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see how this story plays out this summer.